Okay. So we're talking about new involvement based in Zayin Amar Aleph from the Mishnah to the first Gemara. We're in there. Definitely we'll be off the daf. And also, we'll see. Also, not necessarily perfectly coherent or complete, but we're going to try, at least to make a ha'ara. So, it's the start of a difficult Gemara. It's not so hard to Shakhtari here, but there's three sheetahs in the Mishnah that the Gemara is trying to figure out. So, the Gemara poses for us the case. Maybe we have to come back to this. I intended maybe to get to it today, but it's not going to happen. The bottom of Novam Beis, Amr Balaz, Amr Boshia, Suadaka, Kohen, Shekidesh Bas Yisrael. So the Gemara suggests, Banu Lamachlogs or Meir Balaz or Bishimon on the Mishnah. Mishnah Maris will be a Psula. It's a Dinda or Banan, but Mishnah Maris will be a Psula that is the Araisa. Fine. So, as the Gemara is discussing Psula Daka Kohen, who is Nosei Abbas Yisrael, so the Gemara is trying to figure out if he's Machil B'makom Atar or not. So here, already, we're fast-forwarding, like I said, not in the Shagat V'Tarya. So, although in the simplest part of the Shagat V'Tarya, we will be making a comment, but we're not really talking about the Shagat V'Tarya. Bifrat, Itmar, Abai Amar Hol Machil B'lo Yada. So you have a case where he's Machil B'makom Atar B'lo Yada, Machil in a case of B'lo Yada. Rabbah says, no, a different pshat. Hol Machila Be'avadav V'shivchosav Haknainim. So is there a case where a Kohen... So some things you have to figure out here in terms of Psudaka that we're not talking about. Sorry, I'm... just trying to figure out where to jump and where not to jump in, but just some things to keep on the radar, or you've already seen. One is, one already happened at the top of the page. Rashi commented, Hanami achla, achla, de kinin kasbu v'ochelas bar Torah. Ve'ad de boil la, de shav yachalala, achla. Until he's boil her and makes her into chalala, then she can no longer eat, but until then she can eat. So here Rashi, I would say mashma, but it's mefurish, that Rashi thinks that a p'tua daka kohen, who's ba al bas Yisrael, she's nasis chalala. Rashi's mefurish like this also at the very beginning of Perek Ha'arel. The exact same line where the Mishnah tells us Ha'arel v'chol tmeim lo yochlu truman hashem v'avdeim yochlu b'truma p'tsua dako kurs shivcha hein v'avdeim yochlu and hashem lo yochlu. So Rashi comments, Nishayim, shal psuadaka, ukris shukha, lo yochlu, dishavyua, chalala, bibiyasan, sharnivala, lipasola. So Rashi in both places is consistent in that way. So the Ritva and the Rashba here in the beginning of Paragah Arel are masking on this Rashi, it comes back to Tosin in the first parak, about what's the status of someone who's nibbala, lipasola, she's nasis chalala, or no, she's nasis hazona. A chalala is only when it's a psule kuna, not psule kal. Psuadaka is a psule kal, not psule kuna. So why is she nasis chalala? Rashi is clear that she is, but the Rishonim disagree, and they think she's nasis azona through that via asura. The Rashash makes the same ha'ara here on Nun Zayin and on Daf Ayin, and Daf Ayin with a little more arichus. He has what to say. It's worth looking there. It's interesting. The Rashash doesn't quote, at least maybe I missed it. I don't think the Rashash quoted the Ramban or the Ritva or the Rashba. Just interesting in quote the Rishonim. The second thing to keep an eye on is the fact that the Gemara here is like, in a certain way, beating around the bush, because the Gemara keeps asking about Tzudaka, who's Nosei Abbas Yisrael, whether she eats Truma, Tzudak Kohen, etc. But the Gemara never talks Legufo Shel Inyan in terms of the Isser of Nisuin for the Tzudaka Kohen to the Bas Yisrael. So Rabbi Kiva Egar, I believe, asks the Kashi here, why didn't the Gemara ever come back to that? I think he says I forget if this the lashon is right, like lefi shita tagamara or like lefi mishnah tagamara, whatever. The style of the gemara is that we should come back to figure out ba'etzem what's the issue we're dealing with here in terms of psudaka. So that's also something to come back to. And then Rashi has mashmoyos about what exactly the psudaka coin is and isn't muzaran in terms of his suri kahuna. That's also a question based Shmuel and the Chalukas Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether there is still other Yisurei like Tuma and other Yisurei and Yisuin for the Kohen. Has he forfeited his Kedusha? If not, then what does the Gemara mean when it says Kedusha love, Kedusha not a love? Is it a Chatzi Kedusha? He has a Kedusha of Yisrael but not a Kedusha of Kohen. He has a Kedusha of Kohen in certain dinim and not other dinim. So these are all things that I had in mind and dreamed of talking about, but I just don't, we're not going to talk about them, at least today. So anyway, so the Gemara here says Itmar Abaye Amar Hol Ma'achila Belo Yada, and Rava says different answer. Hol Ma'achila Be'avada B'Shivchos Ve'Knayim. His avadim, his shvachos is they can and avadim knayim and shvachos can eat the truma. So Abaye Lo Amar Kurava. Why didn't Abaye say like Rava of Hol Ma'achila Avada B'Shivchos Ve'Knayim? So Abaye Lo Amar Kurava because Kinyan De'Ishes Mikinyan De'Ishes Yalfino. We're trying to learn Kinyan De'Ishes from Kinyan De'Ishes. It doesn't make sense to learn Kinyan De'Ishes from Kinyan Avadim. Those are two fundamentally different things. Your Kona and Eved in one way, your Kona and Isha in another way. So why would you learn the heter that he's machil to Avadim and Shvachos has no sheiches? Look, Ora, Abaye says to the Kinyan of an Isha. But Rava didn't say like Abaye, Rava lo amar ka Abaye, I mean Rava didn't say below Yada. Why? Shiny hasim shekvar achla. Because Rava says it's different. In the case of Yada, she's kvar achla. She's already, whatever, already nichnas into the heter of achila. So the fact that she carries on eating is not such a chiddush in the case of lo Yada. So now we're trying to create a new heter achila for the Isha. That's harder. That's a bigger chiddush. So you can't learn from kvar achla to someone who was not kvar achla. Abaye just doesn't have a svar of the Gemara. Abaye she kvar achla lo amrinan. You don't have a svar of shukar achla. The ilo tema hachi, if you don't say that, hachi bas Yisrael shen nisis lagoyin umeis keichel, she should also eat shekvar achla. If kvar achla is just a heter gamer, whenever she ate, she can keep eating, seems endless in lover. So Rava, no, that's totally, it's almost like hard to understand the Abaye's comment here, but Rava says, ahasam pap kinyana, achlo pap kinyana. No, he's not there anymore. There's no bailim that there's a kinyan that she could eat anymore. So obviously, the entire heter is gone. That's not a kasha on the heter of kvar achla or the svar of kvar achla. So one of the, again, now I told you in advance, a disclaimer, it was going to be pretty off the daf, so enclose this book, and if you do have a Rabbi Chanan and a Kovetz Aras on hand, it might be a guy to open up. I haven't decided how we're going to do this yet, but it could be we'll read through a lot of it. So Rabbi Chanan here notes that there's an important chakira, like an important question in Lamdas that this Shackle of Tari really hinges on. We're not going to get to it so quickly. We're going to get to it soon. But the part of the Gemara that he says it hinges on is worth being ma'orer about. But let's just maybe, I think this is an instance in which it's such a beautiful, I mean, I know you guys saw it yesterday, overheard you learning it, right? Simon Mem Zayin in Kotaris, but like it's a sheer klali. Like it's laid out so beautifully. It's such an easy mahalach and such a beautifully written. It's worthwhile to spell it out. And then maybe make one ha'ara and then just move into a nekuda that comes out of it. So he starts with again, this is the part that's really off the daf because we're starting from somewhere else, but he starts with a question in a certain sefer where the question is, be'eshes kohen sheneschala. So you have an eshes kohen who became a chalala. Amai nifsla me'echilas truma. Why shouldn't she be allowed to eat truma anymore? Mai shna mishifchas kohen. The shifcha of a kohen is a zona. That's not like that's easy. She's a zona. She's definitely a puzzle. So shivchas kohen we know eats truma, but the eshes kohen who becomes a chalala she can't eat truma. Why is she worse than a shivcha? She's a chalala, so she has other issues, and she's gonna get therapy for that. But she's not a zona, and a zona does eat. A shivcha does eat. So what's the difference between an eshes kohen and a shivcha? Umikol makom achelas betruma mishum dahavi kinin kaspo. So she's the kinin kaspo the kohen, the shivcha kinin. She happens to also be a zona, but since she's the kinin kaspo of the kohen, she eats truma. Okay, so the eshes kohen is a chalala, but she's still the kinin kaspo of the kohen. So why doesn't she eat truma? So Rabbi Chanan starts with a Rambam at the end of the first parak of Gittin in the Pirush Mishnayos. The Gemara there, the Mishnah there is clearing whether it's a chov or a zchus to be Meshacher and Eved, and one of the possibilities, the potential chobos is that an eved of a kohen who is freed is no longer able to consume truma. So that's a chov. You have to look at this Rambam and Tosfos, but the discussion is the chov because he's not going to have as much food available to him. The chov is because he's going to be missing out. It's more gishmak to eat truma for kedusha purposes, which we'll bleed out there, get into. So that's the context of the Rambam and the Perish Mishnayos there. Rabbi Chanan quotes here. So the Rambam says, "Mashe yishivlo chachamim neishu kinyano ratzolomar shezeha eved ba'achilas truma obiyosa ba'al kenainis." The Chacham reply that there's no such thing. It's not a chov hulo to be matir him from, to be mishacher him, and therefore oser him in be mafkia him from his heter achilas shuma. That's not a chov because he didn't change anything about the gavra. He's the same person. Just he used to eat fleishigs. Now he's eating milchigs. He used to eat truma. Now he's eating chulin. He didn't like change anything about the guy himself. Or and this Rabbi Chanan does get into, and it's worth talking about with the Ramban and the Ritva another time. But he also has a heter to be balal shivcha kanainis. But those things are not. Those aren't the etzem in the gavra. Lo hosef ba'atma ma'ila, ashtomer shechovo hu lo k'sheyosh l'chiros. There was no difference about this person that he was more kaddosh, less kaddosh, more shpitz, less shpitz. He just had certain heterim that he was allowed to do b'maisa. He was allowed to be with the shivcha kanainas. He was allowed to eat truma. V'amnam zek moshe tochal behemas kohen truma v'mneshu kinin kaspo. So I think that we mentioned this in the parsha chabur. I don't recall now. I meant to look it up when I was walking, but it's last night I was looking something up and I tripped. So not kedai to do that. That's also a limit, you can write that down. But I think we might have mentioned this, when we talked about the Ramban, about Avram Avinu's, donkeys eating from Gizela, right? So we spoke about muzzling them, whether that was a chiyuv or not, if a Kaddish Baruch Hu was going to protect the tzaddikim, right? So I think in that context, we mentioned that a few places where Rabbi Yaakov Sofer writes about the behema of a person has like the status of the person. So I'm pretty sure, that I didn't get to look it up, but I'm pretty sure in that context, he mentions... that the behemoth kohen is a shtikla kohen dika behema. I don't know. Something, I don't know. But does Brett have a dog? Whatever. We could test the theory. Because if Brett has a dog, never mind that he's a kohen, it's probably also a gatas Torah. Never mind being a kohen. But the Rambam, it's well known the Rambam's more of a rationalist. So the Rambam doesn't believe in this stuff. The Rambam's saying, no, there's nothing changed about the behema. The behema's same old dog, same old donkey, same old horse. It just happens to belong to the kohen. So it can eat the truma. Why? Mivnei shu kinin kaspo. Lefikach eno etzla maila shiasidena. If you want something to be a chova, to get rid of it, it has to have been a maila in the first place. There's no maila to being an eved. It's not gishmak to be an eved. Elamai, one of the perks of the job is that you get to eat in the kohen's kitchen. But that's not saying anything about the eved himself, and therefore freeing him doesn't change anything about him inherently. Yeah. The next paragraph from Elchanan is very important because he basically spells out why we need two, based on Tosfos, and he puts them together, why we need two reasons here. We need, first of all, mitzad din, that before the Eved was freed, when he had the heter to eat the truma, so it was just a heter to eat truma, that's all it was, that's what we just mentioned. But additionally, Tosfos add another svara. Elchanan's just working to explain why we need both. Additionally, with that being true, additionally, freeing him disallows him from eating truma. That is true. But I also could have disallowed him from eating truma 100 other ways. When he was my eved, I could have just withheld the truma from him. So both of those things are true, and they work together. But be'etzem, in terms of what we're trying to get at, be'etzem, what Rabbi Chanan is developing here, is that within the Rambam, you see clearly that the Rambam doesn't think that the eved has some change in his status, that he's the eved of the kohen. He's an eved, and is an eved, and an eved. There's no difference between avadim. Elamai, he has a heter to eat truma, some din that he's able to eat truma. Yeah. He answers other questions here. Again, this is so kedai to read through. Everything is kishmak. Just one in Os Gimel. He quotes Tosfos. Tosfos say, Mashma di arik ochel betruma. If he would... run away, he'd be ochel b'truma. V'kasha lecha shema machru li Yisrael u'mitzah b'truma. Maybe you should be worried that it was sold ultimately to a Jew, and therefore he's the eved of a Jew, of a Yisrael, and therefore he can't eat truma anymore. So Rabbi Chanan says, what's the kasha? he has his cheskas heter from being an Eved Kohen. So he ran away. It could be he became the Eved of Israel. Could be he didn't. It's a suffix. We're not sure. Okay, but we have a chazaka being an Eved of Kohen. So shouldn't we shelef chazaka that he's still an Eved of a Kohen? He could still eat truma. So the Rebbe Chan says, no, I'm going to feed the very Rambam. Efshar lomar, the Eved ain't lo kal cheskas heter lechol b'truma. There's no chazaka of the Eved being an Eved shel Kohen that he can eat truma. It's the same thing. He doesn't have a mocker for this, but nira that you wouldn't say there's a cheskas heter for the behemoth to eat truma. No, the behemoth was just given the right to eat truma, but there was nothing about the behemoth that put it in a chazaka of achilas truma. So too for the eved. The eved just has a heter to eat the truma while he's birshas a kohen, but there's no chazaka of it that he's an eved shel kohen. That's not a status. There's no status. There's no chalos shame to being an eved shel kohen. He's just allowed to eat truma. If he runs away, now we have a suffix. If he's allowed to eat truma, that's there's no. There's no chazaka to go based on. Okay, then he gets into cheskas mammon, also important, but definitely not miguf shalinin. Yeah. So now the part that is most directly relevant to what we're talking about, after developing that about the Eved in Oz Dalet here in Ovalchanan, so page Kofai and Ches, if you're inside the hard copy, Akopanim midivrei Rambam nizgala taim al shadavar. From the Rambam, you do see the following. Delo shayich leser shifchas kohen betruma, Mishum Zona. You're not going to ask her the Shifcha's calling. Because she's a Zona, she can't eat Truma. No, Shifcha is always a Zona, and she can always eat Truma. There's no relationship between the fact that she's a Zona and her Heter Achila. Why? Does that ain't no Shaykh El Im Hayala Heter Achila Mitzar Atma Ukzazinza Hefsida Dina? A Zona apostle someone, a Psul apostle someone who was originally Kusher to do something. If you had the status as a Kohen, an Ashes Kohen, a Bas Kohen, a Ben Kohen, an Eved Kohen, if you had a status like that, so then if you did something to revoke that status, if you did something to rescind your high status as a Kahuna Dika animal, Kahuna Dika Eved, so then we would hear, if you possibly yourself from that, you possibly yourself from Mechiel Strum as well. So Shifcha, who became a Zona, she was always a Zona, but if she became a Zona, so then she'd be possible for Achiel Strum. But that's not what's happening here. This Shifcha is not. She has no kahuna to her. There's no status of kahuna to her. She's not mafkir or anything by being a zona. She's always a zona. That's built in. The shifcha, even as a zona, has a heter that she's allowed to eat truma. But it's not that she's a kohendika shifcha. She's allowed to eat truma. She's allowed to eat truma. Ah, says Rav Chanan, aval b'shifcha im gamim lo ha'is a zona, ein la din heter b'shvil atzma, ela she rabba ma'achila b'truma, kamo she ma'achila b'hemto. Uvizel luchai shayich psul zona. So the Rav Chanan says, okay, that's great. That's a great explanation of Shifcha, but then my Shna Eishes Kohen. Why is the Eishes Kohen when she becomes a Chalala, the question of the Sefer that he started with, why does the Eishes Kohen when she becomes a Chalala, why does she lose her right? Why does she forfeit her right to have the Truma? Why does that? What's the Chiluk? So the Rav Chanan here says, Amnam Nira, the Eishes Kohen Yesh La Heter B'Truma, Mitzad Atzma, V'lo Havei Kibahemto. He says, no, the Eishes Kohen is different. The Eishes Kohen actually becomes... She attains some status that she's a heter mitzad atzma, not just that she's a foreigner who happens to be allowed to eat in the kitchen. No, she actually attains some chalos shame to being an ishes calling that allows her to eat. V'lo havik behemto. She's not like a behema. V'raya l'zeh, says Rav Chanan. Raya from our gemara, from our sugi mehad sfir l'rava. Here's where I thought it was worth paying attention. I just don't have an answer, but worth paying attention. Sfir l'rava. Rava was the one who said, afilu in koach ba'al achila achshav, you don't have the right now, mikol makom achelos mishum shekvar achla. So Rava said as far as kvar achla. V'ayin shom besugya, the parach dim kein eshes koin shemeis ba'ila tochal also shekvar achla, mashani hasam, paka kinyana. So Abayi pushed back on Rava's kvar achla and said, well then when a kohen dies, she should keep eating. And the answer was no, paka kinyana already. So Bachanan says, oh, you see from here, muchach mizeh, the ilu haya efshar lashkuche bechai. If this guy was alive and not dead, she'enu yachal la'achila achshav, but he wasn't able to feed it to her, even so, dumi de mace, and he's similar to a mace in that he can't feed it to her, but he's not actually dead, so lo paka kinyana, haisa ochelis b'shil shakar achla, the svar par achla would win out, it would exist still, even in that case. The behemoth doesn't get to hang around and eat in the kitchen after the bialim is gone. Only when it's fed.
So it must be there's a chilek over here. The behema ain't a heter to behema misad atma ela bailim. The bailim have a heter to feed the behema truma. It's not that the behema is a coin that a behema and gets to eat the truma. There's no rights misad atma. But tzarich sheila bailim achshav koch lachilav al ishto calls mandala pak kinyane. As long as there's no loss of the kinyan, ochelas bishvil atma. She herself has the status of the ability to eat. Ve'ena tzuricha lebaila bechol shav v'shav she'achila achshav. She doesn't need to be spoon fed. Mishamachi shayich b'ishto psulzon ochalal of lo pshivcha. Therefore, when it comes to a shivcha or whatever behema. So there's no psul of psule kahuna that are going to ruin a halala zona, things like that are not going to ruin it. It's just a heter to feed them the truma. When it comes to the Ashes Kohen, ho, it's going to be there's going to be psulim. There's going to be things that possible if she becomes a halala zona, whatever. One, it's not like a kash, it's just ha'ara. Maybe someone has thought about this. So that's in Rava that Rabbi Chanan has his raya, right? But it was interesting that Rava was the one who said, how did Rava want to prove his case? He wanted to prove it from Shema Achilim, that he's Ma'achil, Behemos, Shvachim, Vavadim, right? And Abaye pushed back on Rava and said, what are you being Madame, the Kinyan of the Avadim, to the Kinyan of the Isha? So at that stage, I would have thought that's where the nekuda comes out over here, that there's a difference between the two. Meaning, I would have thought originally they're all one and the same. Eved eats truma, Behemi eats truma, Eshes Kohen eats truma. Why? They're all kinyan kaspa. They're all his kinyanim that are allowed to eat truma. So comes Rav and says, and therefore, if you see that he could feed his shifcha and his avadim and his behemos, so then he can also feed his isha. Because it's one and the same, right? Kinin Kaspo. And Abai comes back and says, no, those are so different. They're fundamentally different. One is an Isha, one is a Behema, one is an Eved. You can't compare them. So I would have thought that's the machlokas that we're having over here. That Rava is saying, no, it's all Kinin Kaspo. And Abai is saying, no, there's fundamentally a difference between the two Kinyanim. The way that Rav Chanan spells it out is that it's the Raya is from Shekvar Achla, and it's the flip. It's Rava who's saying that there's something fundamental about the status of the Isha, the Isha's Kohen, when she's Niknes. That's not like Behema and Eved. And Abai is saying, either he's arguing or not arguing, I don't know. But you don't have a raya that Abai, you know, does agree with that. So I'm not sure if it's a Ha'ara or a Kasha. Like, how, if you understand, I can say it like this. If you understand Rav Chanan, the way he wrote it out, that Rava, Shekvar Achla, is the Svara, that Isha's Kohen is different than Eved and Behema. But then what's the pshat when Rava tries to compare them, when he says you have a raya from the fact that you feed the behemoth and the avadim, that you could also feed the Ashes Kohen? Isn't Abaye correct, according to Rava himself? Do you hear the hara? Anyone thought about this before? I don't have an answer. Okay, one last thing within the Rabbi Chanan himself is that in Os Zion over here, so he says, the whole thing is still tzarachin. When you're reading the shtickle, you're thinking this the whole time, that this is a tzarachin. But only knows Zion, does he get to it, which fits, is he says, Akati Zarvir, still hard to understand this whole chiluk, because ishto shechvasu behemto, you want to be mechal between isha on one side, behemen and avadim on the other side, but they're kulu mekinin kaspo yafinalu. They're all learned from the same drasha. So how can you be mechalik between them? Now, the truth is, I don't think Rav Chanan's misyachis to this, although I didn't really review it today, but I don't think that he was misyachis to this at all. But the truth is that if you look, sorry, I'm just scanning it. If you look, the Rishonim do quote the Sifri, the Taras Kohanim, that has another drasha. I forget the words of the pasuk, Kol Tara Beso Yochal or something. So that anyone who's, Rav Chanan gets that? No, right? He doesn't talk about that pasuk. Yeah. So the Rishonim quote that there's a second drasha as well in the Taras Kohanim, that the Kol Tara Beso Yochal, something along those lines, that anyone who's pure in the house can eat from Truma. So the Sifri Darshan's from there, that the, you know, the Ashes Kohen, the Abadim, this drasha comes from there as well. So the Rishonim, there's a split in the Rishonim. Some assume that the places in one place assume explicitly that the drasha that we have of Kinyan Kaspo, which we're all familiar with, that's the Iker drasha, and they say that the drasha and the Taras Kohanim is an asmachta. I might be making this up, but I think that Tosa is saying in one place that a lot of drashas in does anyone know what I'm talking about? A lot of drashas in Taras Kohanim in general are asmachtas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in times, so I said in times. In different places they say that, right? So it's not meaning they say it a lot of times, but I think in one place they say like many drashas or like rove drashas. Says that?
It's in the end of the...
That's this Tosos. This Tosos, the one that says this is the Iker Drasha,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he says, Kama
Drasha. Kama Drasha, okay, yeah, that Lashon. I thought I saw once like the Lashon Rov or something, but yeah, exactly. I thought in this Tosis in Tainus in Aser Bishvil Shetis Asher also. Next year when we learn Tainus. No, I really want to focus more on the Agada Tegomars though. Could be in second year a pair he'll do this stuff. Okay, either way, so Tosis say over here at Lishitaso that the Ikar Drasha is the Drasha we have Kinin Kaspo and the Taras Tanam is in a Smachta. Some of the Achronim do have, and there's a Ritva that says the opposite, that the main drasha, I think, is the Taras Kanim, and the other drasha is Kinin Kaspa. Either way, you still have to answer Rav Hanan's question, meaning if you're learning them all from the same place. And it's also just to note, we're not doing this, but the raid is that the Achronim then work on maybe there's two drashas for two different reasons, and they give you two different things. Either one gives you that he eats, she eats as a Kenyan, and the other gives you that she eats as an Ishus Kohen, or I think the Ragachever has this and others, that she eats as an Arusa, Mishum Kenyan Kaspo, but she eats as a Nesua, Mishum Tor Beso, and there are Nafkaminas, so the Achronim deal with this at length. In general, for the raid on this issue and the issues that we'll, if we have time, get to, there are two great places, one great place to look and another seems like it's a good place to look, and then everywhere else seems to have this also. But Rabbi Per pointed me to the Ol Torah in the beginning of Perek Amanul Kohen Gadol. So it's not the beginning of Perek, it's the, like the Hakdama, the Mavo, or whatever, the, I don't know what he calls it, Psicha? I don't know. But the opening there, he has like 6-7 pages all about things we're going to talk about, but we're not going to talk about the raid, just because it's easy, it's laid out in front of you, it's Kishulchan Aruch. And then the I found this morning in the blue sefer. Huh? Atar Shmuel, he also has like a mavo to this parak as well. Deals with all the same marmakomos. But it's very kedai to read them. Just I don't think it was worth just saying out the raid here. So Rabbi Chanan is dealing with this question. So they all are learned from Kinyan Kaspo. He doesn't come on to Torah Beso. They all are learned from Kinyan Kaspo. So how do you make a chilek between them? There's tifkait here in the Rashi, but basically what Rabbi Chanan says, there's a chilek. The Tzarek Lomar, the Kinyan Kaspo, Nechelu Shnei Dinim. There are two dinim within Kinyan Kaspo. Avdo, shukanoilo kisho v'chamoro, v'zeo nikra kinyan kaspo. So an eved is mamish your kinyan. You own the eved. Sheish lebo kinyan kesef. You have kinyan kaspo means you have a kinyan kesef in him. However, eishes kohen is a different din. Eishes kohen she'en lo ba kinyan imon un klal deraisa. You don't actually have a kinyan kaspo in the isha. You don't own her. Side note, Tos Rush says you do in multiple places. One of the places he says it is about Achilles Truma, where he says she's Kinyan Kaspo Mamish because you Mamish own her. You have a full Shlita over her, you have a full Kinyan in her. But the Rav Chanan says it assumes like the other Rishon, that's not true. Ein ba Kinyan Mam Klamid Arisa. Hazma Karach Tzarek Levarish Kinyan Kaspo Shekna'a Bikesef. So Kinyan Kaspo can be touched two ways, and it is touched in two ways. One way is that you have a Kinyan Kesef in this guy. The other way is that you made a Kinyan Kesef on this woman. Not that you have a Kinyan Kesef ba, but that you made a Kinyan through the means of Kesef on this Isha. That's the two possibilities, and that's the two dinim that come out of Kinyan Kaspo. So it's true, it's one pasuk in Kinyan Kaspo, but it's almost like it's two drashos. There's Kinyan Kaspo, and then there's Kinyan Al Yedei Kaspo. Those are two different dinim that come out of the same pasuk. That's Rabbi Chanan's chiddush over here in terms of learning it. He quotes the Avnei Miluim, the famous Avnei Miluim, that deals with, again, the Kinyan Mam and Kinyan Iser v'Isha, and how you eat Mishum, the Kinyan, you'll look. The Kinyan Iser, Al Yedei Mamun. Okay, again, there really is more. I'm not exaggerating. There's another whole paragraph that's interesting. But in order to get to what I'm hoping to get to, so then we'll stop with Rabbi Chanan inside from here. The thing that Rabbi Chanan is getting onto over here, which he doesn't really lean into so much, but if you open up that Ol Torah Sefer or the blue one, so you'll find it spelled out that this is what they're dealing with, is what is this? The two one possible you understand. You're an Eved, you're a nothing, you're a zero, but you're lucky enough to live in the house of a Kohen. That we understand. So there's like a din that you're allowed to eat truma. What's the other din? What's the Ashes Kohen's din that the Rabbi Chanan is saying in his that side of the Hakira? What's the Ashes Kohen? What is she? So what you'll find throughout the raid, you'll find basically a discussion about whether she's basically got a status of Kohen now. Does she basically, as an Ashes Kohen, when she marries into the Kahuna, does she become a Kohen? Or she blibes a Zara who happens to be married to a Kohen? Those are the two tzadim. Rav Chanan's two tzadim within the Ishus Kohen are found as well. Whether she actually becomes a Kohenes or she remains an Yisraelis, but she has the perks of being married to a Kohen. And you find Mashmuyos both ways, and there's a lot of raid about both those ways. when we learn Maseches Kulin, so Rav Tversky, so at that same year, Rabbi Per and I were learning Zvachim in the Kol also, so we learned the sugya twice from both angles. So we spoke about, angle pun intended, we spoke about the concept of this idea of a kohenes, of someone who's a woman actually having a status of a kohen, whether it can exist and in what cases it might exist. And trying to flesh this out will take us back to Truma through the back door, I think in a way that's very important for, again, not our sugya in terms of the Shaklat Tarya, but our sugya in terms of the Havanas HaDvarim over here. So Tosafos Maseches Kulin in the very beginning give a proof, they bring a raya, that women are allowed to perform Shechitas Kulin. They prove that from the fact that women are not only allowed to do Shechitas Kulin, but you see Beferish in the Mishnah and Maseches Zvachim and Lamed Aleph that women can shecht even by Kachim. So if they're able to shecht by Kachim, for sure they can perform Shechitas Kulin as well. In that line of reasoning, so the way Tosafos phrases it is, So the Tosafos here phrase it that we don't need to bring a raya, really. I should say we didn't need to bring a beferish mishnah or anything like that by shechidas chulin, because maishna ish maishna isha when it comes to shechidas chulin. By kachim, the mishnah had to say it explicitly because you might have thought that women would be psulos from shechita. Why? Because shechita is part of the process of karbanos, and we know that an isha is psula for avodos, and so you have to prove that she's a kshera for shechita. The way Tosafos described that isha is bishar avodos nashim psulos afilu kahanos. Even a kahenes is also psula for the avoda of a kohen. Now we'll assume right now kahenes means a bas kohen. She's born into the family. We're not saying any chidushim about someone marrying in. Someone born into the family is considered, apparently, according to Tosafos, a kohenes, elamai, she's pasul for avoda, but she is a kohenes. If you assume not like that, which I think, like a lot of us, maybe the initial assumption would have been, you assume that men are kohanim and not women, meaning kohanim in terms of avoda and otherwise, meaning they have kedushas kuna and women don't, then you wouldn't phrase it like this, and a woman would be pasul for avoda by Korbanos in either instance, but in that case it would be simply because she's a czar. The way Tosafos say it though is that she's a kohenes, but she's still possible from the avoda, so it sounds like she's not necessarily a czara, but she is psula to avoda for some other gzeras because of some other reason. So that very question Rabbi Yosef Engel deals with in Dasam Daraisa and Klalia Tess, whether an isha has kedushas kuna or is she considered a czar. The nafkamina that he says is what we just said, which is either way she's pasul to avoda, but why is she pasul to the avoda other than shechita? Is she pasul because she's a czar? She's not a kohenes? She's not a kohen? She's not a kohen, she's a czar. A czar is chayiv misa, bidei shamayim. Or is she got a separate psul, a psul isha, and it's not related to czaris? She is a kohenes, elamai, a kohenes, as opposed to a kohen, can't do the avoda, and therefore she's asura b'avoda, but she's not chayiv misa bidei shamayim. We don't, we're not going to get into this, but if you look in the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Dalar and Aleph, this very question might be totally in two girsos, whether Isha is included in the Psul Zar in general, and therefore Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim, or whether she has her own Psul, even though she's not a Zara, she's still not allowed to do Avoda. Interestingly, Rabbi Yosef Engel doesn't quote the Tosafos Maseches Kulin. Yeah. The Rambam in B'S Mikdash Tes Aleph, the Rambam says, "Zar shalv mikdash avodaso psula, the chayiv misa b'dei shemayim shenamar ba'zar kav yumas mipiashmu alamdu she'in chayiv zael lekar le." El lekar v'avoda ve'heichan hizhir alav v'zar lo yikov eleichem. This is the line that matters. Ezu zar. What's considered a zar? The zar is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. What's considered a zar? Ezu zar kol she'inu mizera aron hazacharim. So the Rambam says there's a gzeres hakasav that women are not included in the avoda, but the way he's saying it seems to be, I guess, explicit, that an isha has the status of a zara. She's not a kohen who can't do avoda. She is a zara. And she's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, which is the context the Rambam is talking over here. He's telling us about the chayiv misa b'dei shemayim for a zar, and he's saying only a zera aron, who's a zachar, is a kohen who's allowed to do avoda. Otherwise, you can't do avodah the minchas chinuch is medayik in this Rambam as well. This is this seems to be the pashup shan the Rambam. It happens to be the Sefer Chinuch when he quotes this this Rambam, he leaves out the word zacharim, which is interesting. But the Rambam seems explicit that a Kohenes is not a Kohenes, she's just a Zara. Okay, so then it's a Machlokas, I don't know, it's a Machlokas Rambam Tosas, whether an Isha who's born into the family of Kohanim has the status of a Zara or has the status of a Kohenes. The problem is, it doesn't really start with our Rabbi Chanan, but if you take everything to this logical conclusion, what Rabbi Chanan built his shtickel on was that the Rambam assumes for sure an Eved and a Shifcha are not, don't have a status of kahuna or anything like that, they just have a special heter that they're allowed to eat truma, but there's no, it's a heter to be machil, it's not a heter for them, mitzad atzman. And then Rabbi Chanan says, as opposed to an Eshes Kohen, and that explains the chilik between the two of them. He didn't force it into the Rambam necessarily. It wasn't a daig in the Rambam one way or the other, but it would follow that the Rambam should hold that the Eishes Kohen has a status. It's kind of hard to see the Rambam saying that Kohenes doesn't have a status, but Eishes Kohen does have a status. Again, this is not a Bam Kasha, but it's worth thinking about. Is Rabbi Chanan's Shtickel Torah consistent within the Rambam? But even more than that, Minei Uvei, the Rambam is complicated. Because if you look, we need a few Rambams here. If you look in the beginning of Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says basically that there are 24 matnos kuna. Five of those matanos are able to be given to an isha. The Gemara is in Chulin on Kuflam and Aleph and Kuflam and Beis. So five of those matanos you're able to present to an isha. Now that makes sense if an isha is considered a kohenes. She has the status of kuna. But if the Rambam, as we saw explicitly, holds that an isha is a zara, so then how can she receive matnos kuna? How is that possible? So again, Minei and the Rambam. We have the Rabbi Chanan saying a Rambam. We don't know what his conclusion is, but it would sound like the Rambam should think an Eishes Kohen has some status, which is able to be Ocheles, like the Rabbi Chanan says himself, in terms of that side of the Chakira. Then we have the Rambam who's explicit that she's a Zara. She's not a Kohenes, and that's explicit in terms of Avoda. But then we have a Rambam who says there are five Matanos that you could give to an Isha. How does it make sense to give it to an Isha unless she is a Kohenes as well? So what is the status of this Isha? So B'shaito Rav Tversky suggested, he rejected it, we'll see why soon, but he suggested a Mahalach based on something the Rav explained. The Rav used to say that when you talk about Kedushas Kahuna, there's really two layers of Kedushas Kahuna. The Gemara in Zvachim Yud Zayin says a line, a famous line, that Bizman Shebigdayim Aleim, when the Kohanim are wearing their Begadim, so then Kahunasam Aleim. But Ein Begdayim Aleim, Ein Kahunasam Aleim. Kohanim only have the status of Kohanim when they're wearing Begadim. I don't know, so what does that mean? So then if a Kohen wants to be, if a Kohen wants to be no say a Grusha, so he just takes off his Big Day Kahuna and he's marries a Grusha. If he wants to be Matame Lemesim, he wants to go to a funeral, so he just doesn't wear his Big Day Kahuna that day. Obviously, that can't be what the Gemara means. Does he have to put on his Big Day Kahuna to eat Truma? Like, meaning, what goes away when you take off the clothing? So what the Rav explained, and Rav Shechter has this in Guinness Egos, is that there's two layers of Kedushas Kuna. There's a Kedushas Kuna which is inherent to the Kohen. It's Minei Uvei, within him, independent of his being in the Mikdash, independent of his being involved in Avoda, independent of him wearing Big Kuna, he is a Kohen, that's inherent in him. But then there's also a special Kedusha of a Kohen B'Mikdash. There's Kahuna B'Mikdash. The kahuna b'mikdash is paka, doesn't exist when a person, a kohen, is not wearing his begadim. Ein begdayim aleim, they don't have the kedushas on mikdash, that second layer of kedusha within the mikdash. But avada, they're still a kohen. Avada, their last name is still kohen, and avada, they still can't marry a grushin. Avada, they still can't be mitami lemesim, etc., etc. Avada, they're still a kohen. But they don't have that special kedushas on mikdash to be involved in the avoda, etc., when they're not wearing their big day kahuna. Oh. So Rav Tversky suggested, and l'chor, this is very... I don't know, it sounds like it's very good. So Rav suggests that the Rambam told us that an Isha is a Zara. When did he say that? So the Rambam said that in the context of a Zar being Chayav Misa for Avoda. So an Isha certainly does not have Kedushas Kahuna to do the Avoda, and she's considered a Zar. Not like Tosas, that maybe she's a Kohenes with a separate psul, but she's actually a Zara. Fine. Then the Rambam comes and says, oh, but she can accept Matnos Kuna. What does that mean? How could she accept Matnos Kuna? So maybe the Rambam here is telling us that there's two layers of Kedusha to the Kohen, and the Isha only has one of those layers. She's not a Kohenes Le'inyin Avoda. She's a Zara Le'inyin Avoda. She doesn't have the Kedusha of Mikdash. She's the equivalent of a Kohen She'in Begad of Alav. She can't do the Avoda in the Mikdash. She's a Zara for that matter. However, in order to be a recipient of the Matnos Kuna, the five that she's able to, all she has to be is a Kohenes. All she has to be is a woman from the tribe of Kohanim and have the inherent Kedushas Kuhuna to her. Then she can accept the Matnos Kuhuna. Okay, so the reason, so that everyone hear the that that mahalach? Okay, yeah. I'm saying that's what the Gemara in Zvachim and Zayin is saying. So, the reason why Rav Tversky, I mentioned before, rejected this at the time, is because it's not pasha at all in the Rambam that you could even say that the Isha has this level of kahuna. The Rambam tells us in the Shorei Shoravi in Sefer Mitzvos that the Rambam quotes a Sifri in the Shorei Shoravi that says Visim Kedoshim Zo Kedushas Mitzvos. The Rav expounded on this. Rav Schechter quotes it in a lot of places in Eretz Tzvi that Kedusha we spoke about this, right? We spoke about this in the first parak. Kedusha always comes from mitzvos, which means that unless a person has more mitzvos in a certain regard, he won't take on the kedusha in that regard, right? We spoke even about an isha achilas shurim. Fine. We spoke about the Gemara in Sanhedrin about the Sereifas Bas Kohen. Whether there's added levels of kedusha to someone is always dependent on whether they have more mitzvos. And I think we said in the first parak that it might be dependent not only on mitzvos but on isurim, not just mitzvos. Okay, that part we're not going to solve right now, but that's one thing. So the Rambam says that mitzvos create a kedusha. So whenever we discuss added levels of kedushas, we have to find the higher amounts of mitzvos in order to say there's more kedusha. That's why the Gemara always says, Kohanim, since, the Rabbi Bahu mitzvos, they have kedusha yaseira as well. So what mitzvah do you find by an isha who's a kohenes that she becomes a kohenes? What mitzvah do you find by a bas kohen that she becomes that she has Kedusha's Kuna? Never mind that Big Day and Alay and not Big Day. The first level of Kedusha, what makes her a Kohen? She doesn't have any added mitzvahs. She's just like every other Jewish person. So, Lechora, what's the answer to that question? Achilas Truma. Right, Achilas Truma. She has Achilas Truma. So, the Ramban says that. The Ramban in his Shichas HaEsen, I think the second one, if it's not the third one. The third one's La'achla. And the first one, whatever, I think it's the second mitzvah in Shechaz Esen. So the Ramban writes that Achilas Truma B'Taira is a mitzvah essay. And it's a mitzvah essay that a Bas Kohen eats the Truma as well, just like she has a mitzvah, just like the Kohen has. You put those two together, so she has Kedushas Kuna. She has Kedushas Kuna based on her Achilas Truma. So the reason why Rav Tversky rejected the previous Mahalach and said this isn't the answer is because, where did I quote that from? The Ramban in the Shichas Sa'esen, which means that someone else didn't have that mitzvah, which the Ramban thinks the Rambam didn't have that mitzvah. So if the Ramban had to put it in at the mitzvahs that the Sheshacha Harav Limnos, it means that the Rambam clearly does not think, apparently, that Achilas Truma is a mitzvah. And therefore, you certainly can't say that Achilas Truma of a Kohenes is a mitzvah either. It's not a Kohenes, doesn't matter. So if the Rambam didn't have the mitzvah, and therefore the Rambam doesn't have any extra mitzvahs for a Bas Kohen, so then it can't be that her source of Kedushas Kahuna at that first level gives her the right to accept Matanos. So we're stuck at the same stira, that on the one hand he says she's a Zara, on the other hand he says she's able to be Mekab Matanos. So Rav Tversky said something which, it sounds like it's complicated, but if I say it over and you pay attention and you think about it after, I think it'll settle well. But he said a really brilliant mahalach here. We're going to try to pick a little bit on it in a second, but he said a really brilliant mahalach over here, where basically he noted that if you go to the very end of Hilchos Trumos, so the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Trumos, the very, very end, the last halacha, that kol ha'ochel truma mivarech birchas oso maichal, so you say the bracha on the food, v'achakach mivarech asher kedusham b'kedushaso shel Aaron v'tzivanu lechol truma. So you say a birchas ha-mitzvah, right? Birchas ha-mitzvah, lechol truma. So the Rambam says you have a birchas ha-mitzvah on achilas truma. So if the Rambam holds that there's no mitzvah of achilas truma, why is there a birchas ha-mitzvah? So can't say struggled with it. The Kesef Mishnah didn't struggle with this. The Kesef Mishnah writes on the side, pashut. It's pashut that you make a bracha. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. So you make a bracha. Okay, but the Rambam apparently left it out, the Ramban thinks. So the Radvaz argues on the Kesem Mishnah. The Radvaz says, no, it's not a mitzvah, it's an Isser Esay, which would explain why the Rambam left it out. It's an Isser Esay, not a mitzvah. It could be that the Rambam does have brachos and mitzvah on Isser Esay, Shechita. Maybe he agrees with the Ravid, like the Rav talked about in the Minyan Mitzvos. So there's tumult here, but the Rambam, on the one hand, doesn't have a mitzvah, on the other hand, has a Birchas HaMitzvah. So what exactly is going on? So Rav Persky was just medayik here, that if you read the Rambam adds a little bit of an extra line here that you didn't think you needed. He says, you make a bracha, asher ketesham b'kedushas shel Aaron b'tzivanu lechol truma. Then the Rambam says, v'kach kibalnu v'ra'inu osam mevarchem afilu b'chal skus la'aretz, shegam achilas kodshe ha'gvul ki'avoda, sheneemar avodas matana etein es kunastem. So the Rambam quotes, it's a Gemara. The Gemara is talking about it, Lenin and Tilas Yadayim, just like you need Kiddush Yadayim before Avoda, so too you need Tilas Yadayim before Achilas Truma. So the Rambam here, though, takes that same Gemara and applies it to our case, and says, you make a bracha, a berachas mitzvah, because Achilas Kadshei Hagvul is ke'avoda, based on that pasuk, which is the Braisa. But again, the fact that Rambam puts that Braisa next to this din is his own Kiddush. The Braisa exists, but the Rambam did that himself. So what Tversky explained is that the Rambam here is telling us why there's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Meaning, there shouldn't be a Birchas HaMitzvah. My sheet is that there's no mitzvah of Achilas Truma. How could there be a Birchas HaMitzvah? There's no mitzvah of Achilas Truma. But he says, once you see that the Torah depicts Achilas Truma as a type of Avoda, so then even though it's not formally a mitzvah, it does demand a Birchas HaMitzvah because it's part of the framework of Avoda in general. So if that's true, so Tversky said, that's only going to work within Kohanim. Kohanim have a avoda. They have to do avoda. Kohanos, Bas Kohen, is psula la avoda. So she will never have an avoda within which Achilas Truma fits. And therefore, she doesn't have the mitzvah and doesn't have the, therefore, either the bracha, obviously, of Achilas Truma when she does so. So there may not be a mitzvah achilas truma, but when kohanim zecharim eat the truma, they make a berachas mitzvah because of that gzeres hakasav. The bas kohen who has a heter achilas truma, but there's no din of avoda, she wouldn't make the bracha beforehand. If you look in Reb Chaim Kanievsky's notes over here in the Derech Emuna, so he says, so the Rambam's lashon is kol ha'ochel truma mevarich. Everyone eats truma varech. So the diuk that the achronim make is that kol ha'ochel truma varech, nashim, avadim, right? Anyone who's eating truma, behemoth, they all make a bracha. So the Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, "Hainu afilu b'truma schut laretz." Fine, ki demasa garbenu, aval dafka kohen ha'ochel, aval bas Yisrael ishes kohen, ve'eved kohen she'ochlin ein mevarchim klal. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, but when you have an ishes kohen, an eved, or a behemoth, they're not mevarich. Kol, he says, the diuk on kol is that even if it's truma schut laretz. But not everyone who eats truma makes a bracha. That's not what the Rambam ever meant. In the footnote, Reb Chaim says, I specifically mean Eishes Kohen. But when it comes to a Bas Kohen, he says a Bas Kohen herself is Ochel Tzmitzan Atma, Pshitash Mevareches. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky is straddling his line, and he quotes here some of the Raid, some of the Achronim, like the Mishnah Achron and others who talk about this, Mishnah Rishona in Zerayim. So who talk about this, but basically he says there's a chiluk over here. When it comes to a Kohenes, a Bas Kohen, she does have Kedushas Kuhuna. Rav Tversky was saying that's not true. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky is assuming she does have Kedushas Kuhuna, and therefore she's Ochelas Mitzad Atma. The Eishes Kohen, says Rav Chaim, is Ochelas only in Bishom HaHeter, a din that she's able to eat. Not like Rav Chanan's Tzad in that chiluk, right? That even the Eishes Kohen doesn't have a Kedushas Kuhuna. She doesn't have a status as a Kohenes. She eats because like an Eved, like a Behemoth allowed to eat, so too the Eishes Kohen is allowed to eat. Therefore, the Nafkamina is that only the Bas Kohen makes the Bracha, but the Eishes Kohen does not make the Bracha. That's Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Zeshita. He references himself earlier. I think it's worth looking up, so I'll tell you the Marmakom. If you look in the Be'er Halacha Zayin Yud Ches, so there he has a Shtiklan Arichus about this raid. And he says all of this, all of his rayos, that the Eishes Kohen does not actually take on a status of the Kohen. And then at the very end, after a full, you know, page and a half of comments, he writes in parentheses, "V'shuvra isi be'emri Moshe and be'kovi ta'arot simem zayin mishnah rishona shelo kasvu kain." Meaning, I said all of my rayos by myself. Then later, someone showed me that the Achronim say differently. Yeah, but I wrote what I think, and I don't back down. And actually, I have another raya if you look in another place in the Sefer. So Rav Chanan Kanievsky takes a very different stand fundamentally in terms of the lamdas over here than Rav Chanan, also different obviously than the Mahalach I said from Rav Tversky. So again, what's the Eishes Kohen? So you have for Rav Chanan, the Eishes Kohen is Mamish takes on a status of Kohenes. Mistama, the Bas Kohen has that too. The Bas Kohen is not less than the Eishes Kohen. He didn't say this explicitly, but maybe it means like what Chaim Kanievsky is kind of intimating, which is that there's a Kedushas Kuna to the Eishes Kohen, like the Bas Kohen. Rav Chaim Kanievsky split hairs. He says, no, only the Kohenes, the Bas Kohen, has a status of Kahuna. The Eishes Kohen just has a Heter Achila. And the Rav Tversky was saying, nobody has Kedushas Kuna because there's no mitzvahs Achilas Truma, and therefore you don't have a Berachas HaMitzvah, not by the Eishes Kohen, not by the Bas Kohen either. Maybe just hold up because I want to just get one last thing in. So all of that, but you followed, right? Meaning it's not like a fundamental, okay. So all of that is the Mahalachim, again, within Rav Chanan, Rav Tversky's Mahalach, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Mahalach, in terms of who has what status of Kedusha, doesn't have what status of Kedusha. One Ha'ara, it can't be that this is a good Ha'ara. It has to be that I'm not missing something. I'm right that these are Makoros, but it must be that he pavorn this. But Lechora, the rejection of the original Mahalach that we said, Al-Pi the Rav, which would have defended the possibility that at least the Bas Kohen and maybe even the Eishes Kohen, who knows, but definitely the Bas Kohen and maybe even the Eishes Kohen has Kedushas Kuna. I don't know, Lechora, the rejection was strange. The Kesef Mishnah wrote Bepshitas, that the Rambam says there's a Birchas HaMitzvah, Vachilas Truma, because there's a Mitzvah, Vachilas Truma, right? So the Kesef Mishnah, I don't know, whatever, he didn't notice the Ramban's Hasaga, but he thought the Rambam held that there was a Mitzvah, Vachilas Truma. But what do you mean? The Ramban said he left it out. The Ramban clearly argued that he left it out. So there are those who try to suggest that there's a mitzvah kiyumis as opposed to a mitzvah chiyuvis. That Minchas Chinuch makes a comment like that at the end of Minchas Chinuch, he has comments on the Ramban's Shichas HaEsen. So he makes a comment that maybe it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Maybe. This is a machlok zachronim, whether it's kiyumis or chiyuvis. Okay. But before, the Rambam himself says there's a mitzvah essay of Achilas Truma. The Rambam does say it. In mitzvah's essay, Peites, he should tziva hakohanim lechol basar kachim. You have to eat the basar kachim. There's different tanayim for the kachim kalim. Aval ein achilas kachim kalim. Oh wait, sorry, 1 second. Yeah. Aval ein achilas kachim kalim mitruma kama achilas basar chatas v'asham. She achilas basar azem and achatas min asham batishalim kaparat teshulam kaparat samaskaper. There's going to be a kapara through achilas kachim kadashim. Masha loba lo bekachim kalim v'lo betruma lefikach he negreres b'mitzvah va'ochla osa osa mitzvah. And then the Rambam quotes for lashon sifra avodas matana etenes kohen aschem lasos achilas kachim mikvulim kavodas mikdash b'mikdash ma'avodas mikdash b'mikdash mikadish yadav, and afterwards do the avoda so to achilas kachim mikvulim mikadish yadav v'acher kach ochel. And we know the Gemara applies that to Truma as well. But the Rambam here had this line, that you don't have kapara by achilas kachei kalim and Truma. Ulefikach hi negreres b'mitzvah, v'ha'ochel osa osa mitzvah. So it's negreres b'mitzvah, and you're doing a mitzvah when you eat kachim kalim, but it's just not, there's no kapara. That's the line of the Rambam. It is a shtickle cryptic. So there are two mahalchim within this Rambam. One is the Shagas Arya. The Shagas Arya says in the Kuntras Achron that the Rambam is trying to say that since it's not its own kapara in the process of avoda, like other achila, like achilas kachim kalashim, so therefore achilas truma and kachim kalim are negreres acher mitzvasa, meaning they are included within the mitzvah of truma. So the same way you have a mitzvah hafrasha unisina truma, within the mitzvah of hafrasha unisina truma, it's the process of truma that's the mitzvah, including the achilas truma by the kohen or his family. That's one possibility. The other possibility, which some of the Achanim do assume, is that the mitzvah is a mitzvah of achilas truma and achilas kachim kadashim. Elamai, it's not counted within any particular mitzvah because it's not mefurash, because it's nigreres achar mitzvah, and it's included within mitzvah's essay peites. So there's machlokes in the Achanim where to put it in the minyan ha-mitzvos, but the Rambam does have in a line beferish where he says that there's a mitzvah, there's a makiyam a mitzvah when a person eats truma and kachim kalim. And the Achronim Mitzayin, this is the smoking gun, the Rambam in Oholos, in the Perish Mishnah, is in Oholos, I took a picture that cut off the thing, it's Perakil Ches Mishnah Dalid, Aval, says the Rambam, Achilas truma Eina ela mitzvahs esei. Ki chol achilas kachim mitzvahs esei. So the second line is probably referring to this mitzvahs esei pei tes. Regardless of how you classify it, where you put in the Seder mitzvahs, the Rambam says explicitly in these two places, there is a positive commandment, there is a mitzvah to do achilas truma, to eat truma. So the Kesef Mishnah had good reason to assume that there was a mitzvahs esei to eat truma. What did the Rambam miss? The Ramban miss over here. The Ramban didn't realize that the Rambam had this within Mrs. Essay Pei Tes or within Mrs. Truma. He didn't realize the Rambam included the Mitzvah Achilas Truma. So no, Lechora, I don't know this for sure, but Lechora, what the Ramban and the Rambam are arguing about is something else. They're arguing about whether it's Koveya Makom in Minin HaMitzvos. Does Achilas Truma get its own place in Minin HaMitzvos? Says the Rambam, no. Why? Either it's in Mrs. Essay Pei Tes or it's part of the entirety of the Mitzvah of Truma. Says the Ramban, no, it deserves its own Makom. It deserves its own Minin in the Minin HaMitzvos. But we spoke about this in the other Parsha Chaburah, that something being within Minin HaMitzvos is its own category of Mefurish Bekra and not the Mitzvah Klali, etc., etc., the Yud Dalid, the Shrashim that the Rambam lays out for us. But something not being in the Minin HaMitzvos doesn't make it not a Mitzvah. It might make it Torah Baal Peh, it might make it a Mitzvah Klali, it might make it etc., etc., but it's still a Mitzvah. There's a Kiyum Mitzvah, and maybe even a Chiyuv Mitzvah. That's a debate, whether there's a Chiyuv Mitzvah or a Kiyum Mitzvah by Achilas Truma. The Chazon Ish assumes it's just a Kiyum, and we mentioned other people before as well. But there certainly is a Mitzvah, even for the Rambam. So if that's true, then even though the Ramban was arguing on the Rambam, he was arguing about something else. He was arguing about how to count it or if to count it separately. But everyone agrees that there's a Mitzvah of Achilas Truma. If that's true, then there's a Mitzvah of Achilas Truma on the Bailim. And there's room, I mean, there's good room to say, reason to say, like Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky assumed, like Rabbi Chanan certainly assumes, that the Bas Kohen has that same mitzvah. And there's possibility, at least, to say, like Rabbi Chanan said, which Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky did not want to say, which is that even the Eishes Kohen, when she marries into the family, she gets the status of Kahuna as well, because of her mitzvah of Achilas Truma, because it is a mitzvah to eat it. And therefore, she's considered doing a mitzvah in Jadasho, and she would even make the bracha. Even an Eved has the mitzvah, so that's a Dian. That's a Dian. There are Mishnayos which sound like this. Mishnayos which say that if the Eved makes a mistake within Achilas Truma, he's considered a Toa B'dvar Mitzvah. Sounds like there's a Mitzvah. That Tosis in Maseches Gittin also implies that there's a Mitzvah on the Eved Kohen to eat the Truma. That he's losing out on a Mitzvah when you free him, and therefore it's possibly a Chova. So this is, again, more raid and more discussion, but it's not impossible to say that the Eved has a Mitzvah. I still haven't found someone who says there's a Behemah has a Mitzvah, but I haven't looked that hard. So we'll see if that's true. But either way, again, this is a Yalamdenu Rabbeinu. I'm not arguing on what Rutorsky rejected. I'm just pointing out that it's not obvious that the Rambam didn't hold up a Mitzvah Achilas Truma. The more obvious thing is what the Kesef Mishnah says, that he did have a Mitzvah Achilas Truma. If that's true, that might be true by the Kohenes, both Eishes Kohen and Bas Kohen as well, which gives her a Birchas HaMitzvah and also gives her a status of a Kuna. Okay.
Good.